decade. And we have so many financial restrictions on us imposed by the state. And we have to somewhere get to the point where we're going to have to decide what are the things we really have to have and put them ahead of things that we might want to have. And I think in the long run, it might be more cost-effective just to tear this facility down completely and start all over from scratch. I think we're just opening up a whole new can of worms working on this. And if I offend anyone, please accept my apologies. It's not meant to be. I deal in reality, not pie in the sky. And I guess that's all I need to say.
Thank you. The task force has quite a lot on its plate in terms of succeeding in a future for the conservatory. Dennis Hughes, please.
Thank you. This is not my first task force meeting, and I'm not as impressed as the people that are here for the first time. I was here at the last meeting. I made a public comment stating that you should not trust the county to be analyzing the peer review that was done by WJE and comparing the two plans. I mean, the presentation you heard today, I can't believe no one mentioned this, but it was clearly advocating for Greg's plan. You got the county's opinion. You didn't get a neutral analysis of the peer review. And the response from WJE, it really shows what all they missed. And so this is either done because the Parks Department was trying to manipulate this committee, or someone is completely incompetent and just made all of these mistakes. And so whichever it is, I hope the problem is going to be dealt with and that you'll start asking more questions moving forward. But just looking at the response, the county stated that WJE did not include the cost of removing wire mesh, but it did. County stated that the WJE does not address all window seals, but it does. The county stated that WJE does not address down tube drainage repairs, but it does. The county stated that WJE included only minimal vegetation protection, but it used the exact same numbers as the grape study that was peer reviewed. The county states that wire mesh replacement is necessary and would require regular inspection, but WJE states that it would not require a higher rate of inspection than a new facility would. The county stated that WJE's recommendation is a short-term solution, but the WJE study clearly states, and the representatives that were here last month clearly stated, that it is a long-term solution. The county states that WJE's solution would allow leaks to continue, but they clearly state that it would not. And so who is doing the study? Who wrote the analysis? Whoever did that should be held responsible for their failures. Or you should know that you're being manipulated purposely, and that person did exactly what they were told by their director. And I would also point to the item number 5, your discussion of funding, asking the county board for funding. The parks director perked up and said that that was not necessary. You asked for a specific dollar amount from the county board. That's not necessary because no funding is necessary from the county board ever. The domes are county property. Act 55 gives the county executive the unilateral power to approve of any contracts related to county property. Any amount of money that you want to spend on this committee that's related to the domes, it only needs a signature of the county executive. You don't need anything from the county board. That's true. So, I mean, that's just something that this committee needs to know. You're not getting all the information. You continue to not get all the information. Please stop relying on county staff to do the work that you should be doing. Thank you.
Are there any other public comments that want to put forward? Then the next item on our agenda is discussion of